Next year, the majority of Sonoma County residents may be able to buy electricity from a new source. The county is forming a locally controlled power agency set to begin service January 1st. Consumers, environmental advocates, and members of the business community jockeyed for space this week to hear updates on the county's bid to overturn PG&E as the primary supplier of electrical power. Many business representatives like Bill Williams of the Bodine Company, a supplier of rock, gravel, and asphalt, are supportive of the venture. Williams believes that more competition in the electricity market would be good for ratepayers,
but also for businesses like ours, and believe passionately in creating local renewable power sources. And I believe that through the creation of Sonoma Clean Power, we'll be better able to do that.
Despite some misgivings and uncertainty, after nearly 4 hours of deliberations, the board voted 4-1 to move forward on the plan, with David Rabbit opposed. County staff will negotiate startup funding with a local bank and will hire a PR firm to manage marketing and outreach. Cordell Stillman of the Sonoma County Water Agency has overseen the new utility's planning and development.
It is an important day. It sends a message that the county is ready to move forward. The board did vote to implement the program, but there are still many off-ramps that they can take if they're unsatisfied with the financials.
For skeptics like Chairman Rabbit, that should be a comfort. He requested more detailed pricing information before proceeding. Staff say they need to enter into further negotiations with possible suppliers before returning with clearly defined rates. All the same, says Stillman, early estimates look promising.
They were a pleasant surprise. We were expecting to be slightly higher than PG&E across the board, but in general, the average is below PG&E's rate.
County planners project they can sell a greater proportion of renewable power than PG&E, one-third renewable compared to PG&E's 20%, at market rates, in part because the Sonoma Clean Power Agency would not pay profits to shareholders or corporate taxes, unlike PG&E.
Those monies that would have been profits or corporate taxes can be rolled into the local community.
Cheap natural gas and decreased electricity demand also make now a good time to be a power buyer. That, says Stillman, would let the local power authority support regional solar, wind, geothermal, and biomass projects. PG&E would still be in charge of billing, transmission, and general infrastructure, so a portion of everyone's bills would still go toward the utility. Advocates say residential ratepayers will notice very little change in their bill. But for corporations like Bodine, the new utility could be a big boon. Bodine already has a 1-megawatt solar panel installation at its rock quarry on Mark West Springs Road and would like to sell excess electricity back to Sonoma Clean Power for a better rate than is currently available through PG&E. Local cities now have until June 30th to decide if they will join the new power authority. Consumers will have 4 chances to opt out and remain with PG&E before the new power service begins next year. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.